In 1948, hundreds of thousands of Palestinians became refugees, displaced by the war that broke out following the establishment of the State of Israel. Nearly 8 decades later, they have a message for fellow Palestinians in Gaza. Do not dare leave your home. NPR's Greg Myrie has this story.
Palestinian Khadija Al-Ali was just 3 years old when her family fled in the 1948 Arab-Israeli War and came to this refugee camp in Syria.
The Arab armies were all saying, "We are coming to fight with you. Leave for 8 days and we will liberate the land." People left carrying their house keys and locking their doors, thinking they would return in 8 days.
Those 8 days have turned into 77 years in the congested Jaramana refugee camp on the edge of Damascus. The original tented camp is now a permanent neighborhood of cinder block houses. Most residents have spent their entire lives in the camp. Al-Ali, who's now 80, is one of the few who wasn't born here. Yet there's still no prospect of returning to her old home or a Palestinian state. Al-Ali says this painful experience is a cautionary tale for Palestinians in Gaza.
My advice to the people of Gaza, do not leave, even if it means they all become martyrs.
President Trump has called for a U.S. takeover of Gaza and the relocation of the 2 million Palestinians who've just endured a devastating war with Israel. The Palestinians there say they won't leave, and many Middle East analysts see Trump's vague proposal as completely unrealistic. Hussein Ibish is with the Arab Gulf States Institute in Washington.
That is pie in the sky. It's not going to happen. There are many reasons why it's not going to happen.
That 1948 Mideast war erupted at Israel's founding and pitted Israel against several Arab states. Some 750,000 Palestinian refugees were scattered throughout the Middle East. The United Nations passed a resolution saying refugees should be able to return home as soon as practical. But that's never happened. And now, nearly 6 million Palestinians are classified as refugees, many in camps like this one in Syria, and they feel a deep sense of betrayal. Fadi Deeb is a 52-year-old camp resident.
I have the right to return. This is both an individual and collective right. Me, my children, my grandfather and my grandmother, all of us have the right to return.
Israel rejects a mass return of refugees, saying the Jewish state would be swamped demographically. Perhaps their best-case scenario would be to move to a future Palestinian state. Yet today, even a Palestinian state seems a distant dream. Still, Deeb hasn't given up hope.
We are steadfast. We are like olive trees.
Then he quotes Palestinian poet Mahmoud Darwish, who wrote,
"My homeland is not a suitcase, and I am not a traveler. I am the lover, and the land is the beloved."
In making his proposal, Trump said the vast destruction in Gaza made the territory unlivable, and Palestinians would have better lives elsewhere. Khadija Al-Ali says Trump isn't acting in the interest of Palestinian refugees.
Return them to their original village. Go and rebuild and return them, but don't deceive people with false claims.
She says she's heard these false promises her entire life. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Damascus.